If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
It's a sexy liberal explosion.
What is going on?
I don't know if you're familiar with John Fugelson.
I think we've met.
The best part about touring with you and Aisha Tyler was I could strike out twice backstage every night. Yeah. Now it's three.
Three times. Yeah.
What?
Bam. Going down. Good morning, Frangela.
Good morning.
Look, isn't this fun that we have our fellow sexy liberal out here in person?
Yes.
And you're going to see him.
Two more times today.
Later today,
there'll be a guest, special guest on my SiriusXM show, broadcasting today from the panoramic splendor of the Beverly Hills SiriusXM studios.
It's gorgeous.
And then I'm really honored tonight in hosting my Comedy Nation show that Frangela will be performing at Comedy Nation at Acme in Hollywood.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
So
we're talking about racism, which is a barrel of laughs.
Oh, my God.
We're excited.
And we're joined by Cristela Alonso, who will be joining us as well. So it's a really fun show.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I've shaved everything.
Mm.
And I don't mind that you're, you know, cohabitating without me because it's at night.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only reason. That's the only reason.
I always invite Stephanie to do my other shows, but of course, staying out after 8 o'clock raises the risk of breaking a hip for Miss Miller. So.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Thank you.
This woman can bike up the Alps. Okay.
I know.
If during the day, I'm all good.
She got that backwards. Let's get the Nosferatu thing, but backwards.
Yeah. She can't be out at night.
Yeah.
All right. Now, with so many things to talk to you about, where I don't know where to start exactly. Should we start with the Trump campaign coordinator in Ohio resigning?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You think this would have gotten her a promotion?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Kathy Miller.
Please and thank you. No relation.
Kathy made my list.
You guys making fun of racists only proves that you're the real racist. I want you to know that. And I learned that on Twitter.
And I'm going to tell you something. Someone jumped down my throat about it this week.
Yeah.
Talking about what happened to intellectual diversity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. I object to use the word intellectual with a Trump campaign manager.
Exactly.
That's just
I'm waiting for the Trump campaign to have some intellectual diversity. That's what I think about
it.
Hello.
Kathy said that, first of all, there was no racism until President Obama came into office.
Oh!
Check. True.
Okay.
No
argument so far. Also, if you're black and you haven't been successful in the last 50 years, it's your own fault. You've had every opportunity. It was given to you.
Bootstraps. Right. What? Do you have bootstraps?
Every opportunity. They throw a Harvard tuition in every black baby's crib. Yep. That's on you.
Yes.
That is on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I actually have started a business in New York where I'm getting lame white people to hail cabs for African Americans. We're called Goober, and that's my app name. We will have a lame white guy hail a cab for professional African Americans.
Right. No, we have to do that every time we're there.
Every time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yeah. Well, you gotta hold the door so they can hurry up and get in before they see that, not me, black person.
Mm-hmm. A series of photos with Francis's hand almost at the cab door and them speeding off.
Yes.
And a confused white person.
That is not witness.
A confused white person going, but I pulled them over.
Yeah.
Like this because we literally... I've had to lie to her about
Get the Goober app. If you get Goober app X, I wear a suit when I flag the cab down.
So that really helps.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
It's funny, John. You know what? I enjoy you. I really do.
Give me a chance.
All right. So also, she also blamed low voter turnout among African Americans
on the
way they're raised.
We vote more than white people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know why you're messing up
It's the way we're raised.
Yeah.
Kathy stresses that she is not racist.
No.
Mm-mm.
You're the racist. You're the racist.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
She noted that the day prior, she had attended Trump's Diversity Coalition meeting at a Cleveland church.
Yeah. That was terrific.
Asked if she felt her comments were offensive to black voters, she said they haven't called to tell me that.
First of all, there's a number. I want to tell Kathy something. We don't actually all live together and share one phone.
No, we don't.
There's not a black house where they go, hey, who's going to call Kathy?
It's not my turn. I did it last week.
That's not how that works. So.
Of all the African Americans who have Kathy on their speed dial, not one is called.
Because I assume she has a lot of black best friends.
Well,
I'm sure that was next. She said that she does think Trump will win black voters.
Oh, yeah. And she thinks he's Christian, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I like how the same people who think Trump's a Christian were the ones who thought Obama's a Muslim. That's always refreshing.
Yeah.
Right. I
can't.
Yes.
Your
thoughts.
You can.
Oh,
you can.
My thoughts are thoughts. My first thought was, Kathy Miller, you just made Frangela's list of things to do.
Yes.
And can I tell you, maybe it's the way we were raised.
Mm.
Because we were raised.
That seems like a dare that no one's called me.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Saying someone's going to get Kathy's phone number with all the hackers around.
I'm just saying. If anybody knows Kathy's phone, I'll be happy to call as a black person.
I will go outside of Kathy's house and be like, Kathy.
We're black people. Kathy. You're a racist, Kathy. Not only are you a racist, but you're a stupid one.
Well, public policy polling.
Polling has shown that every single black person in America has called Kathy Miller since the publication of her cell phone number.
Can I tell you some actual polling numbers?
This has never happened. Yes.
Actual polling, happy clappy polls. Public policy polling, I know they're liberal.
PPP.
60% of Trump supporters support banning Muslims from entering the country. Right. Unconstitutional.
Right.
50% support the Confederate flag hanging on Capitol grounds, so they like treason too. Mm-hmm. 30% wish the South had won the Civil War. Mm-hmm. 25% mm-hmm. think Islam should be illegal in this free country. 25% support the policy of Japanese internment. 20% support banning gay people from entering the U.S. Okay, PPP is liberal. Well, how about those? The Economist. The Economist polls, even
right.
better,
okay.
50% support the use of torture on foreign enemy combatants, which means you support the use of torture on American troops, and 15%, this is the Economist poll, disapprove of slavery being abolished.
Yep. Right.
20% aren't sure one way or the other.
Well, it's not still open for discussion?
There are pros and cons. Pros and cons.
We haven't heard both sides.
Okay, well, don't throw out the baby with the slavery, is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Can I just say this? What we're saying, what you're saying there is
that's
that...
That's not me saying, that's Trump support.
Well, I'm saying in
those
this
numbers
poll,
reveal what they reveal.
What they reveal is that people are still seriously sitting here going, in this country, at this time going, black people should be slaves.
Well, hey, can I just say right now then, I never again want to hear that we don't get to talk about slavery. Because... all of my life, I've been told, get over it. It was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But as it turns out, y'all been thinking about it, too.
Can I just say, I don't mean to be defensive.
If you defend the Confederate flag but condemn Colin Kaepernick, okay?
Yes.
If you support the Confederate flag, you're okay with slavery.
Yes.
You're okay with treason. You're okay with taking up arms against America.
Just because I'm being defensive, I would like to point out that Frangela does get paid for the Sexy Liberal Tour.
They do?
I feel that it's...
In chicken.
I told you that.
But again, we're Stephanie and I are original intent constitutionalists, so we only pay them 3/5 of what we pay a real comedian.
But you know, I'm gonna tell you something. At first, I didn't feel good about the mule, but I like
right.
it.
Now. Right,
really, he's very nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
And
mule.
You split the 40 between the
have
two.
Have you
of
seen
right?
that mule on the internet that sings with the violinist?
Yeah,
I would like that mule. Would be wonderful.
Why can't you get that mule?
I know. Right?
I'd take less acres if I could get that mule.
Because you gave them 20 acres apiece and half a mule.
And that's right. And we've been plowing and.
Here's some Donald Trump with some racial thoughts for you.
The people who will suffer the most as a result of these riots are law-abiding African-American residents who live in these communities where the crime is so rampant. Mm-hmm. There is no compassion in tolerating lawless conduct. Mm-hmm. Crime and violence is an attack on the poor and will never be accepted in a Trump administration. Never,
at what point did he talk
ever.
About police abuse? Did that, when did that come
no,
up?
No, he did
that
not.
Didn't come
no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's only so much time.
Yeah.
And wasn't this country founded on revolutionary acts?
What? Hello? Also, doesn't he call for violence at, like, every one of his rallies?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know.
That's only against Hillary Clinton.
I'm just saying, when white people wanted to take this country back from the British, wasn't that okay?
Yeah,
and don't we celebrate that every year?
Also, there's that other holiday, Thanksgiving. I think some stuff went down around that too.
Nobody likes race riots more than racists, so they can sit home and go.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they're cowards. That's the only reason they don't
look
riot.
At those
they're
thugs.
Cowards.
And here's the thing: these are not race riots. This is not a race riot.
They're protests.
They're protests.
And then, obviously, in any protest, including with these, when the white folks get together, because let me tell you something about when white folks get upset.
Uh-huh.
Y'all tend to get upset, not you in this room, but these ones. Mm-hmm. They tend to get upset about things like that. Remember that pumpkin patch?
Oh, pumpkin jumping!
They had that ride in the pumpkin patch or whatever. Or like your hockey team wins, so you rip up Detroit. I don't understand.
Some of them, I assume, are good people.
We assume.
Some of them.
I don't know.
But
Donald Trump says it just seems there's a lack of spirit between the white and the black. But that's what we're missing. We're missing a little team spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? We're going to do some trust falls.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a lot, you know, the name game.
Some trust
exercises.
Trust exercises.
That's all changing
that.
Now that he has Don King doing black outreach.
Dropping the N-word.
Did you love how Don King gets up there to introduce Trump and he says something about, you know, every life, all lives matter. And somebody in the audience yelled out, except the guy you killed.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Burn. Oh. Sick yeah. burn. Yeah.
Like, that's a solid.
I thought it was inspiring. I especially like when it ended and he brought Lyle and Eric Menendez out to do the Latino voter outreach.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was terrific.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Ooh. He just can't trip over a good choice with the just leave us alone.
It's just leave us every alone. Every story gets funnier. Mike Pence going to the black barber shop.
Yes. I saw that.
You know he pours and so much rubbing alcohol on his head.
No, must disinfect.
You met Mike Pence and the barber. Tell us again, Mr. Barber, about how gutting the Voting Rights Act improved your democracy and freedom.
Right, and so it was supposed to be a photo op for Black Outreach, and at the end of the thing on live TV, the barber said, and your name was?
Yes! That was the best!
I'm sorry, your name, Pasty White Man?
He didn't recognize Mike Pence when he was a young man singing, you are 16, going on 17. It's Rolf, 30 years after the SS. That's what you're looking at there.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour. Off to a rollicking Fridays with Fugleslang and Frangela.
What?
Sexy liberal explosion on the Stephanie Miller Show.